I'd like to offer just a meditation on a number of words or ideas in this reading, seven. They're not the most important. I may leave out something that's important to you, but I offer these seven as I hope maybe one or two touch points for you as you enter into the mystery and the power and the transformation of the cross. Knowing. Chapter 18, verse 4. Knowing. Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said, "Whom do you seek?" Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen, came forward. Jesus, with full knowing, you stepped forward and said, "I am he." Bound. In verse 12, so the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. And up in verse 24, Anna sent Jesus bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Here is the Son, the only Son, the Son who is loved, willingly bound, and led to the sacrifice. King. Are you the King of the Jews? This is the most repeated word in this passage, King. The King of the Jews, who has a kingdom not of this world, a kingdom not from this world. A crown of thorns, a purple robe, hailed mockingly as king by soldiers trained to defeat kings. He is struck, he is beaten. So that all the world would know, it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek, the king. Crucified. He went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull. There they crucified him. You have come to your glorification, your exaltation, your coronation, high and lifted up. Naked. When the soldiers had crucified him, they took his garments and divided them among them. But because the tunic was seamless, they said, "Let us cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." Hanging there in full view, humiliated, dehumanized, your dignity ripped away, watching your clothes being taken and divided. Your mother watched this too. A naked king. Thirsty. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, "I thirst." You turned water into wine for thirsty guests. You promised living water to a Samaritan woman searching for love, promising her she would never thirst again. You said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." You said, "Your flesh is true food, and your blood is true drink." And with all who thirst, you thirst. A thirsty king. Finished. When Jesus received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Your work of new creation is finished. You have taken on our nature. You have showed us the way of love and life. You have taken on all the powers that hurt and harm and defile and destroy your good creation, that which no human has overcome, sin and death itself, to end their power and to end their rule for Israel. For the nations, for all creation. For me. I love you. I trust you. I unite myself to you. Knowing, bound, king, crucified, naked, thirsty, finished. On this very Good Friday, this best Friday, your work of new creation is finished. Now you will rest.